What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, getting into the week here. We got a lot to talk about today. As usual, the phone lines will open at the bottom of the hour, but Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble for the time being here. A quick little program note, tomorrow's show will be a rebroadcast. I have to go to the doctors, and they're going to do some tests, and they're going to knock me out, so I'm going to be loopy by showtime. But I'll be back here live on Thursday. So let's get into the news here. For me, at least, I hope for you as well, the big breaking story is the whole collapse of Russiagate and the rise of Obamagate and all those people who basically tried to sabotage Donald Trump. They're panicking. They're running around in circles and screaming and shouting here. And I'm looking at this story that came out of domagood.com about how the investigation into the origins of the Russian probe is going full throttle. And apparently U.S. Attorney for Connecticut John Durham is joined by U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri Jeff Jensen and interim U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Timothy Shea, basically talking about how, yeah, they're preparing indictments. Crimes were committed here, including perjury before Congress, at the very least. So Clinton, Rice, and Obama are sweating bullets. New evidence is continuing to emerge. And again, another article from rightwingnewshour.com. The only candidate who was colluding with Russia was Hillary Clinton. We pointed that out yesterday. There was the Uranium One deal. There was basically having Christopher Steele go to Russia and try and dig up the dirt on Donald Trump, apparently with the cooperation of some of the Russian authorities. That's collusion right there. So Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians to falsely accuse Donald Trump of colluding with the Russians is really what it comes down to. Now, the FBI is caught holding the smoking gun while standing over the still warm body. When the investigators are investigating the investigators, nothing ever seems to happen. This time, John Durham is expected to turn the tables and do something different. Now, Christopher Steele was recently interrogated by the Russian bankers who are suing him for lying about them. What he told them seems to prove there really was a candidate in the 2016 election colluding with Russia, and that was Hillary Rodham Clinton. So Trump is accusing Obama of the biggest political crime in history, and a lot of people are saying, does this exceed Watergate? It's certainly close in the running, I think. I think it's definitely close in the running. We're talking about an outgoing president working with the machinery of government to sabotage the incoming president. You had Obama, who was about to step down, go to the head of the FBI, Comey, and say, investigate my successor so I can work against him. And Comey said, yes, sir. Now, the Wall Street Journal argues that Obama is getting very nervous, as well he should. This will affect his legacy. You know, people look back at Richard Nixon, and all they think about is Watergate. And they don't look at the good things that he did. Probably most people can't even remember the good things he did, because Watergate overshadows them all. And this is what's going to happen to Obama. Future historians are going to look back at Obama, the Obama presidency, and say, oh, yeah, that was that whole Russiagate thing. Now, Trey Gowdy has come out saying he made mistakes relying on the FBI's word on Russiagate. Well, yeah, anytime you rely on the word of the FBI, you're making a big mistake and you're going to be made to look foolish. So Russiagate collapses, as we mentioned the other day. CrowdStrike is now admitting there was never any evidence that Russia stole emails from the DNC servers. It was all made up. Of course, as we reported yesterday, there is now evidence that Seth Rich was in contact with WikiLeaks all along. Now, Obama official Evelyn Farkas has admitted lying on MSNBC about having evidence of collusion between Trump and the Russians. They were all lying to you. Doesn't it make you angry? Don't you get mad when you get lied to? These people are supposed to work for you. That's the way the rules were set up. Well, if you're an employer and you've got an employee who's lying to you, what do? you just nod and say, yes, 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 and go back to pretending that everything is all right? Or do you go to that employer, that employee, and say, you're lying, you're fired? Fire the liars. That should be our new motto going into the 2020 general election. Fire the liars. Anybody who was caught lying in this, get them out of there. Because if you live under a government that lies, you don't know what's going on in the world. You don't know what they're using your money for. They don't know what your children are dying for in those foreign wars. They're just saying whatever they think you want to hear so they can hang on to power. Now, Clinton campaign attorney Mark Elias admitted in testimony he sent the bill from Fusion GPS, which acted as the go-between for Christopher Steele, and he sent that bill directly to the campaign manager, Robbie Mook. So this is reported by the Gateway Pundit, and thanks to the newly released transcripts, Hillary campaign chairman John Podesta admitted during testimony that both the DNC and Hillary campaign split the cost of the bogus Trump-Russia dossier that launched the attempted coup against Donald Trump. My question is, what's Trump going to do about it besides tweeting? I mean, he's tweeting all over the place, you know, here a tweet, there a tweet, everywhere a tweet, tweet. That's all well and good. But, you know, there's an old saying that when you go after the king, you better make sure you succeed because the payback will be a bitch. Except I'm not seeing any yet. You know, where's that Donald Trump that got up there on that reality TV show and said, you're fired? The Apprentice, that was it. Where's that Donald Trump? Because that was the Donald Trump we thought we were voting for. Somebody who'd get up there in Washington, D.C. and drain the swamp and say, you're fired and you're fired and you're fired. Get out of here. Everybody who's on that declassified list of all Obama administration officials who were involved in unmasking Michael Flynn should be fired. Their names are being handed over to the Department of Justice. William Barr may be prosecuting them, but that's all well and good. If any of them are still in government, they should be fired. They should be banned from public life for the rest of their lives. We can't have people like that in government and have a functioning nation, as you can plainly see with your own eyes. Now it's coming out that James Clapper may have lied to Congress about briefing Obama on the Flynn Kislyak calls. Pardon me. Former DNI James Clapper told Congress he did not brief President Obama on then-incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's calls with the Russian ambassador, but former FBI Director James Comey said he did. We've got a he said situation going here, but one thing is obvious, somebody's lying. And we literally cannot tolerate that anymore. Let me ask you this, for those of you who are parents, would you tolerate your children lying like this? Then why do you tolerate politicians lying like this? Time to wash out some mouths with some soap, I think. Not too surprisingly, out in Hollywood, all the liberal celebrities are out there defending Obama. He meant well. He meant well. Oh, there's no Obamagate. He really meant well. All those left-wing Hollywood stars. Oh, man. By the way, speaking of left-wing Hollywood stars, they're actually postponing the Academy Awards this year because of the coronavirus lockdown. There are too few new releases, so they're going to delay that. Getting on over to our other political news here, Joe Biden is still hunting for a vice president, and apparently, according to reports, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren are the top two contenders in the hunt for VP, and other sources are saying Harris reportedly is in the lead. At least it's not Hillary. I won't really be able to relax until the Democratic convention is over and Hillary is not on the ticket. Then I'll kick back. Have a little relaxing time here. Now, MSNBC and CNBC founder Tom Rogers, who's currently the editor-at-large with Newsweek, believes that Joe Biden is not ready for prime time election season and has been unable to articulate a winning message, even with all the softball interviews he's been doing. And we've observed that as well. And, you know, I'm looking forward to when he actually debates Donald Trump, because he's going to have to do that. There's no way he can move forward without debating Donald Trump, and Trump is going to eat him alive. Now, yesterday we were talking about how the governor of South Carolina could put the kibosh on the GOP convention because of the coronavirus. I said there probably ought to be some other options. Apparently, the Democrats are already thinking that could be a possibility. They're looking at, or at least some of the Democrats, are considering virtual options for the summer convention, which is scheduled for August, and they want to allow virtual or socially distanced elements. I mean, spreading it out more and allowing more of it to take place through Zoom and Microsoft Teams and so forth and so on. There is another point of view, however. There's a political consultant to the Democrats who wants to energize the Democrats with a giant holographic Joe Biden at the convention. Giant holograph Joe Biden. Wow, that'll get him excited. Not. Just more special effects. We're supposed to be picking the future leader of this country who represents the values and the will of the American people. Not the bankers, not the war machine. Speaking of the war machine and getting into the international news, that botched infiltration of Venezuela leaves Guaido tainted beyond repair. Everybody now knows he was up to his neck in this whole thing. The contract was leaked out with Silvercorp. And it was the gang that couldn't shoot straight. It was Bay of Pigs 2.0. They didn't even make it onto the beach before they got stopped by the military. It almost makes you wonder, was it intended that they be caught and these two Americans get captured? Because now the U.S. has an excuse. Yes, you give us our Americans back. We had nothing to do with this invasion, but you give us our Americans back here. So, story coming out of popularresistance.org. The U.S. wants the release of two veterans who led the failed coup attempt in Venezuela. They're actually making that demand right now. Personally, if they were really disinterested, they would just leave it alone and say, look, you guys invaded a foreign country with hostile intent. You're going to have to pay the price for it. At the very least, they're guilty of violating the Logan Act. They're engaging in foreign policy, you know, which they're not supposed to. The U.S. could use that as an excuse. Give us these two or we're invading. That puts Maduro in a very delicate position. Because if he surrenders these two guys, it'll be seen as encouraging more attempts on his life. And if he doesn't surrender the two guys, then the U.S. has an excuse to invade. Maybe it was a setup. Maybe it was intended for these clowns to get captured in the first place. And I feel bad for all those others who got killed and captured. They didn't realize they were being set up, sacrificial lambs, as it were. Now, believe it or not, the United Nations Security Council put together a resolution for a global ceasefire during the COVID-19 epidemic, and it was just really simple. Basically, all parties to regional armed conflicts to stop hostilities, secure a ceasefire, and introduce a humanitarian pause. Guess which nation vetoed it? The United States of America. That's going to make us look bad. Not that we look all that good to the rest of the world anyway here. Meanwhile, over in the Middle East, Pompeo and Netanyahu are acting like two mobsters plotting Palestine's eradication. And apparently, Pompeo's visit to Israel to discuss the Zionist regime's planned annexation of the West Bank region with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is like the gathering of two mobsters plotting to eradicate Palestinians from their indigenous homeland. Now, let me ask you a question. How would you feel if tomorrow Netanyahu got up and said, well, we're going to annex Manhattan, or we're going to annex California? Because that's about as legitimate as saying we're going to annex Palestine. It's a fancy word for steal. Now, the difference, of course, is that in theory, at least, the United States can defend themselves against an invasion by Israel. With all those wonderful weapons the U.S. gave to Israel, of course, it will be difficult. The Palestinians are rather defenseless. Just like that. What if tomorrow Israel says we're annexing the United States? The whole thing. How would you feel about that? Well, that's how the Palestinians feel. And Israel's out there trying to say, well, no, this will be a good thing. Really, the Palestinians want us to come in and take over. You know, that's like saying, you Americans, you want us Israelis to come in and take over. Not that they haven't already grabbed a huge chunk. Anyway, religious leaders all through the area are expressing their concern about what annexation is going to mean for the numerous holy sites. And as a result of the stagnation of the peace process in the Middle East between the Israelis and Palestinians, and we know who was stagnating it, an array of plans for Israel to unilaterally annex West Bank land backed mainly by right-wing factions and the United States of America raises serious and catastrophic questions about the feasibility of any peaceful agreement to end the decades-long conflict, one that continues to cost many innocent lives as part of a vicious cycle of human tragedy and injustice. The Council of Patriarchs and heads of the Holy Land Churches view such unilateral annexation plans with the utmost concern and calls upon the State of Israel to refrain from such unilateral moves, which could bring about the loss of any remaining hope for the success of the peace process. Frankly, it could start a war. It probably will. And yes, it'll be a one-sided war, but the Palestinians have shown in the past they don't care. It's their land and their homes they're fighting for. Earlier today, Dr. Anthony Fauci had a session at the U.S. Senate, and they testified to the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Much of it was done virtually. Fauci himself was testifying remotely. The chairman of the committee was there remotely, and they were all spread out 6 feet apart, and it's the first time in history that a Senate session has involved virtual components. Basically, what he told the committee is that opening the U.S. economy too soon will lead to needless suffering and death, the exact same wordage that he used when he sent an editorial to the New York Times. Now they're saying New York City won't open until September because it's those tightly packed urban areas where most of the coronavirus is happening. In fact, if it keeps going like this, they're going to stop calling it the China virus and they're going to start calling it the New York virus. Because that's where it's all coming from. The Pentagon just did another study showing that having the flu vaccine increases your risk of contracting coronavirus by 36%. So all you anti-vaxxers who avoided the flu shot this year, good on you. You guessed correctly here. Another study showing the fatality rate of COVID-19 is pretty close to a bad flu. It's not the slate wiper everybody said it was going to be right at the very, very beginning. Okay. White House staff, including Jared Kushner, finally wear masks after Donald Trump's valet and Mike Pence's press secretary test positive. But the president is still barefaced. Supposedly, Trump ordered the White House staff to all wear masks, but he himself is not. Now, here is something that's probably going to keep you awake at night. If Donald Trump comes down with the coronavirus and is unable to work, and if Mike Pence comes down with the coronavirus and is unable to work, guess who gets to be president? Nancy Pelosi. Now, I bet she's out there already just burning a black candle and saying, you know, don't feel good, don't feel good. Can you imagine how much damage she could do just with a week in that Oval Office? Amazing here. But there is a coronavirus cluster apparently starting in the White House, and people are very, very concerned. President Pelosi, ooh, God, my skin is crawling at the thought of that. All righty, let's see. Lockdown-free Stockholm could achieve herd immunity in May. Herd immunity means the people who didn't die from it. That's what it really means. So apparently the Swedish ambassador has revealed 30% of the city's population already have immunity. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
I'm sorry, I forgot to put my volume up there. My bad. It's a hardware problem. Loosen that on the keyboard, or in this case, the mixer. Anyway, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser, and we need your help to keep doing what we're doing. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can do a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. I need to rig up a switch on this mixer so that the on-air light actually goes on when I'm on the air, because right now it can be very confusing. All righty, so getting on back to coronavirus. Sooner or later, this was bound to happen, with prisoners being released for having, to keep them from getting coronavirus. Apparently, on a security camera in L.A. County lockup, they caught 21 inmates trying to infect each other deliberately with coronavirus in order to secure an early release. And they were sharing a cup of hot water, and breathing into the same face mask. And of course, now that they were caught doing that, if they do come down with coronavirus, too bad, you're not getting out. Okay, over in Michigan, Governor Whitmer has asked the police to arrest a barber. Sheriff says, heck no. And apparently a volunteer civilian militia guarded the barber shop and refused to let the police enter. So this is really getting tense there. And Whitmer is out there basically frothing at the mouth saying, these are not suggestions. These are orders and they are not optional. So she's tripling down on her ego trip, I guess, for lack of anything better. Megachurch pastor Brian Gibson has announced he plans to open the doors for worship gatherings at all four of his congregations this Sunday in support of Americans' First Amendment rights, and he's calling on all places of worship nationwide to do the same. We'll see if that really happens. Claire's church is due to open the middle of June. And we already talked about this, but the Oscars organizers are making plans to postpone the 93rd Academy Awards by 4 months as a lack of new releases during coronavirus shutdown threatens the 2021 awards season. It'll be middle of next year before we get to see who takes home the Oscar. Not that anybody watches those anymore. Have you seen how bad the ratings have been in recent years? I think people are getting tired of the Hollywood elites congratulating themselves. That's what all these award shows are. I'm great. I'm wonderful. See, I have a gold thing. Zinc. They're seen them. Okay. Elon Musk is out there saying, arrest me. He has defied the coronavirus lockdown restrictions and reopened his Tesla plant in California after suing local officials for ordering it to remain shut until June. So they've started back up. There was an aerial shot on Fox News of the parking lot there at the plant. It was full of cars, people wanting to go back to work, people wanting to build those cars. And Musk has already announced he's going to move the Tesla headquarters out of California. He's just had all the regulations and taxes up to here. And that prompted some response from California legislators, including a few that were a little bit profane, didn't really look all that respectable, and what we like to think of as restrained, rational government here. But Donald Trump tweeted his support for Elon Musk after he opened that Tesla plant. Now, here's a good one. Uber co-founder Travis Kalanick has bought a $43.3 million Bel Air mansion while 3,500 staff from ride-hailing firm are laid off. And because they're not considered regular employees, they don't get unemployment. He laid them all off in a 3-minute Zoom conference call. Started moving into his new home. $43 million sounds like an awful lot, but mostly you're paying for that Prestige Bel Air address. Nancy Pelosi has drafted a $750 billion state bailout bill. The Republicans were not invited to collaborate. And handing out the money like crazy. Shale giant Chesapeake is in trouble because of the recent oil price crash. They may go bankrupt. And once again, the U.S.-China trade talks are failing miserably. It's almost like Groundhog Day. You keep going through the same thing over and over and over again. Not so with pork processing. This story kind of bothered me a little bit because we're hearing about how pigs are having to be euthanized and we can't get the meat to the American markets. And yet, U.S. processing plants have quadrupled pork exports to China. Shouldn't we be keeping this meat at home for the American people? I'm going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, Twitter has anointed itself the arbiter of coronavirus truth, with a pledge to label even disputed and unverified claims as disinfo. They're even threatening to do it to President Trump's tweets. Now, this, of course, is typical of the arrogance of social media corporations who have decided to themselves that they themselves should control what's the people are seeing. But here's my question. What makes Twitter any more competent or able to tell what's right and wrong, truth and false, fact and fancy than anybody else? Twitter is imposing their opinions on the material coming through. They're not qualified doctors over there. They're software engineers, and they've got a very successful platform going, but that doesn't qualify them as medical experts. Nobody really seems to know what's going on with coronavirus, even at this late date. It's all a matter of opinion. And I hate to sound arrogant myself here, but my opinion is just as valid as that of Twitter. So why is Twitter asserting its opinion over your opinion? Good reason to not use Twitter anymore, which I don't, by the way. I'm sure somebody out there, there's somebody working for Twitter saying, well, by golly, we're going to shut down his Twitter channel. Go ahead. Ask me if I care. Okay, let's talk about this case of Ahmaud Arbery. He was shot twice in the chest and once in his hand, according to the autopsy. They're weighing hate crime charges against the white father and son. Now, remember, the story is they accused him of burglary. They saw him walking out of this home. Now, he was empty-handed, as far as anybody can tell. And they tried to execute a citizen's arrest. And apparently, Alma decided he wasn't going to go along with that and fought against him and wound up getting shot. So I don't like the wording in this story because they said he was chased down and shot. It didn't look to me on the video like he was chased down. It looked to me like he approached the guy with the gun and fought against him. This is going to be a real tricky one, but they're going to do Zimmerman all over again. They're going to convict these two guys in the court of public opinion as quickly as they can and use that political pressure to get the desired outcome. It's no more valid legal proceeding than a witch trial. Now, over the weekend, defenders of Gregory and Travis McMichael seized on surveillance cam footage showing Ahmaud Arbery walking through a construction site prior to the altercation that led to his death, claiming the evidence proves the father and son were justified in setting up an armed roadblock to enact a citizen's arrest. Now, apparently, video has surfaced showing this Armand repeatedly entering that construction site and leaving more than once. So we don't know if maybe he found something to take and then went back looking for something more. Then a neighbor spotted him, called 911, and he split. And that's when he ran into Gregory and Travis McMichael. So it is a very, very complicated issue. It's a complicated story. We can't leap to any conclusions one way or the other. We need to just basically keep on getting as many facts as we absolutely can and not go with assumptions about what's happening. But at this point, it's a shame he's dead. Shouldn't have happened. But the video is very damning, showing that he's going into this construction site repeatedly. It's not his construction site. It's not his home. That right there is suspicious. If for real uniformed police, that would be considered probable cause to stop. Now, one of the prosecutors who recused himself from the case over a conflict of interest said that the killing of Ahmaud Arbery was justifiable homicide. Now, with Ahmaud contending with one of the McMichaels who had the gun, again, it's another gray area. But we know that the purveyors of racial disharmony are going to be pushing this one as hard as they can. Meanwhile, of course, still not a single word in the corporate media about that octogenarian couple who was shot dead in that cemetery up in Delaware. They were visiting their son's grave at a veteran cemetery, and they were shot dead by a black guy with a sniper's rifle. Apparently, racial revenge killing for Ahmaud Arbery. Not a word about it on the corporate media. Not a single word, because it doesn't fit the narrative of, you know, white supremacists hunting down poor black people. And the big question mark hanging over this, of course, is the guy who filmed Arbery's killing. How did he know to get out his cell phone? How did he know to turn on the video camera? That's a big question mark. Now, the lawyer who's representing this man is saying that, he wasn't able to call 911 because he couldn't take the video and call at the same time. And he went on to basically saying, you know, he's a mechanic with a Georgia high school education, which isn't saying much. So, yeah, Mr. Lawyer, let's insult your client as a means of defense here. Over at ABC, apparently they censored video footage of Arbery trespassing into a home repeatedly at night. They showed one time when he went in and went out, made it look like, well, it's no big deal. He was just curious. So just thought he'd take a look around. Didn't take anything on that one. Arbery's family is insisting it isn't him, even though got the similar dual arm tattoos, haircut, height, build, and khaki shorts. And I looked at that, and it does look like him. I think one of our callers yesterday had it right. What is this kid's background? What is his police record? That has a bearing here. Okay. All right, let's talk about some science right now. Apparently, over the last week, there have been many earthquakes along the Pacific Ocean coast in California, as well as other countries in U.S. states. 3.1 magnitude, Palm Springs, that's no big deal. 4.5, that's getting up there. That was in San Diego County. And according to Caltech, there have been more than 1,200 quakes in California and Nevada during the last week, most of which were too weak to even feel. But there's a lot of seismic activity along the Cascades Fault off the coast of Washington State. And a lot of seismologists are thinking that one is ready to go with a big quake that would make the Southern California big one, you know, look rather calm by mistake. And it could generate a tsunami that could level the city of Seattle. And they're saying it's long, long overdue. Now, this gets us to the Yellowstone supervolcano, because the more they researched the magma chamber, the more they discover it's not only going down deeper and deeper, it bends over toward the west. And if you look at the scars of earlier eruptions that basically extend to the southwest from the current Yellowstone Lake, it's obvious that there is a plate movement over a hot spot, that the Yellowstone supervolcano is a hot spot volcano. But if the hot spot is now over by the coast and there's a major, major quake there, it could really set off some exciting is not exactly the best word to use. Dramatic would be a better word. Geological events along that part of the country. So anyway, can you believe this last weekend, Planned Parenthood set out a Mother's Day greeting? And I'm sure somebody somewhere in management thought this would be a nice thing to do. Happy Mother's Day, you know, from the people who chop up the little babies and sell the parts. And needless to say, there was a backlash. People were not at all happy or pleased with what Planned Parenthood had done. All right, NASA scientists, some of the NASA scientists, are on their way to a dried lake bed in western Nevada. They're going to conduct one last round of real-world testing of the sensors and navigation technology in preparation for the launch of the Perseverance rover, which will be launched this summer and arrive on Mars on 2021. So great, another rover up there, and that'll be cool. Mars is my favorite planet for reasons I've previously made clear here. This is a little weird. Also out of order, unfortunately. There's a trio of female high school track and field athletes who want a ban on biological males competing against them. And the judge in the case has said attorneys for the female athletes may not refer to the biological male runners as male. So I guess we're going to call them shrunk or boofters, or I don't know. Call them trannies, I guess. But they're not allowed to refer to them as males, even though that's what's in the DNA. I'm sorry. All the makeup and, you know, all the hormone therapy and all the rest of it, when you get right down to that DNA, boys are boys and girls are girls. That's just the way it is. All right, getting back to the science stuff, this was a little out of sequence here. It's what I get when I rush. Salty puddles on Mars may be more common than previously thought and can last for up to 6 hours at a time, but at 55 degrees Fahrenheit below zero are too cold to support life, says the headline. Now, first of all, it is no surprise that there's liquid water, salty water, on the surface of Mars, because liquid water was photographed on the surface of Mars by the rover Opportunity all the way back in 2004. And we see NASA doing this a lot, where they'll discover something and hope you don't remember it's already been discovered before, so they can stand up and get some news coverage. So, and as far as 55 degrees below zero, well, if the water is liquid, and with enough salt, it will be liquid, it can still support life. Life that has evolved to be very comfortable at 55 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Look at the fish that live in the Arctic Ocean here on planet Earth. life evolves to be comfortable in the environment in which it's evolving. And I get really tired of all these astronomers who are after, we want to find, you know, life as we know it. Well, you may eventually, but if the question is extraterrestrial life, you've got to broaden your horizons, so to speak, and realize that life is going to evolve any place you have a fluid medium, raw materials, elements, and a source of energy to stir it all around. Sooner or later, you get that self-replicating molecule that is the beginning of life. Now, again, going back to Mars, Viking found what seems to have been indigenous life. And for political reasons, it was kind of knocked down. But I think there's life on Mars. I'm going to say, I know there's life on Mars. Problem is that since Viking, every probe, every rover sent up there has not been sterilized before launch. So when they find something crawling around on the surface of Mars, they're going to have a hard time saying, is this really indigenous to Mars, or is it something that hitched a ride from Earth? But again, they're out there saying, you know, salty puddles, you know. Yeah, they knew that back in 2004. Oh, and here's a good example of the bias, the species chauvinism, if you will. This is from Your Destination Now. Astronomers detect an incredibly rare Earth-like planet orbiting a star one-tenth the size of our sun, 25,000 light years away. Huzzah, huzzah, we found one just like Earth, hopefully with a better political system. And I were head of NASA, and I take back that joke about dressing up like apes. I'd be thinking about going back to Titan. I know they want to go to Europa because they think there might be something terrestrial-like living in the water underneath all that ice. But I'd go to Titan, and I'd look in those methane pools and see if there's something biological happening there. That would be truly extraterrestrial. Nothing like it on Earth. And we would know we're not alone in the universe. How could we be alone in all this room if you really think about it? So a lot of people are making plans to go back to the moon. Apparently over in Denmark, a design duo developed an expanding lunar module for freezing conditions. It's a two-person cabin. It has a tough aluminum exterior and a homely interior complete with comfy furniture. And it folds up like an origami shape. So it's going to be easy to transport. People are really working on that stuff. Now, do you remember not too long ago, China launched a satellite, an experimental spacecraft, and part of the Long March 5B rocket that was launched on May 5th fell back to Earth into the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of West Africa. And it was 93 feet long and weighed 17.8 tons. It's the most massive object to make an uncontrolled reentry in decades. I remember when Mir came down, how spectacular that was. So 18 tons came crashing on down. Okay, this is a good one for all you Friday night people here. New method for analyzing remains of cereal grains on ancient artifacts confirm Neolithic humans were brewing beer 6,000 years ago. So empires may come and empires may go, but the beer goes on forever. So it looks like the earliest pioneer of civilization is never the railroad, never the newspaper, never the missionary, but alcohol. We've been talking about the polar vortex and what the heck happened to all that human-caused global warming. Apparently, Scotland suffered one of the coldest May days for 23 years thanks to the 1,000-mile-wide polar vortex with minus 5 degrees centigrade freeze on the way tonight. Where is that human-caused global warming? Well, it was a hoax. It was one of the many hoaxes that you're subjected to. Okay, Broadway has canceled all their shows through the end of summer. Apparently it's costing them too much to open up those theaters and have those seats stay empty. So the Great White Way is going to stay dark this summer. Broadway theaters have begun offering refunds and exchanges for all shows through Labor Day. As the coronavirus continues to lurk, families are locked out of nursing homes. Yeah, that's certainly true around here. Certainly true here. Is it safe inside? Well, it is. That's what they're trying to keep, you know, because so many people have died inside the nursing homes. They're trying to keep them as isolated as possible. And that's actually a very good thing. All righty. Getting back onto Twitter. Apparently, they're telling their employees they can work from home forever if they wish. Apparently, it worked out very well. We're going to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of hour number one after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now just a little bit early and get the callers going there. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, the British government has given the film and TV industry the green light to restart, along with social distancing rules. So just imagine Romeo and Juliet 6 feet apart, or Doctor Who 6 feet away from everybody. So it's going to get a little bit interesting before that gets done here. Okay, so Dr. Fauci is still out there warning of needless suffering and death. That's his new catchphrase, needless suffering and death. And he's certainly disagreeing with Donald Trump about reopening the country here. Odd little story that came on out from David Icke's website. Pneumonia goes down as COVID-19 goes up. Just a coincidence, nothing to worry about. Actually, a lot of people have commented that as the numbers for COVID-19 go up and there are suspicions they're being inflated, numbers for other illnesses are going down, and that this may be proof that a lot of deaths that are not COVID-19 are being recategorized. You know, like truck hits a deer on the highway, COVID-19 victim, obviously. Already talked about the declassification. Okay, federal law enforcement officials arrested a professor at the University of Arkansas for allegedly concealing his involvement in a program that the Communist Chinese Party uses to steal intellectual property from U.S. institutions. Now, it's probably going on both sides here. Gloria Faye Brinson, 88, and W.D. Brinson, 93, have a love anyone would be proud of. Married for 72 years, the last year has looked a little different for them after Faye started living at W. Frank Wells Nursing Home in McLennan, Florida. Well, that's a tearjerker, yeah, nursing homes are very, very difficult indeed here. Okay, still no callers on the line, so go forward and see what else we can find to talk about here. Apparently, let's see, it's becoming increasingly clear that the economic fallout from the coronavirus lockdowns may be worse than the virus itself. Nearly half of coronavirus layoffs will become permanent. Following the Tara Reid interview, Megyn Kelly tells Glenn Beck that Joe Biden allegation is a haunting case and the Democratic victim shamers are disgusting. They certainly are on that one. And again, Joe Biden, he's deteriorating every single day, every time, despite the softball interviews and all the coaching and the handling that's going on. You know, he's coming apart at the seams. Somebody wrote in to say that Joe Biden is more confused than a chameleon in a bowl of Skittles. And it's true. It's absolutely true. So I'm expecting there to be some serious fireworks over there at the Democratic convention. All righty. Let's see. Pelosi-affiliated PAC goes all the way in on 2020. We'll spend $18 million on anti-Trump ads. Trump ended a press conference after CNN reporter Caitlin Collins repeatedly interrupted him. Caitlin, that is the president. Okay. So callers are starting to come in, but we're coming up here on our station identification break. Back there's the music right now. We'll be back after station identification with phone calls.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.